Peaks by Mornings. Welcome back to the show. It's Moose. It's Breezy. 73 for the high today with sun. Somewhat of a heavy message this morning for parental. We got this message from a listener by the name of Sue Ann, and she believes her 15-year-old daughter is in an abusive relationship. And I think this is extremely relatable because, at that age, you don't have much dating experience.
Right.
If you yourself has ever been in a situation like this when you were younger or you have a child who's been through it or going through it now, please reach out. 585-252-9800. You can call or text us on that number. And one of the reasons we do this segment is to help other parents, maybe even teens, sometimes with their dilemma that they're facing. And we get this message on our PXY Facebook. And Sue Ann writes, hi, Moose and Breezy. In a situation right now that has been emotionally taking a toll on me with my 15-year-old daughter. And I'm writing in because other parents need to pay attention and be aware of what an abusive relationship looks like when it comes to your child or your teen. My daughter's 15 years old. Her boyfriend is 16. Mm-hmm. He's not great. There's a large amount of red flags along with him, constantly making my kid cry. He tells her how she should dress. He calls her names. Then he love bombs her when he wants to get his way.
Damn.
His family is very conservative, very religious, loves anything and everything Trump, and they do not like me as I am the polar opposite of them. So speaking with them is kind of off the table.
Sure.
At 15, I feel like as a parent, I should put my foot down and be like, hey, no, this is not right. I'm stepping in and this is done. I'm not allowing you to be gaslit, abused, and manipulated by some 16-year-old boy, but also, I don't know if this is the right course of action to take. He's pressured her into sexual things, trash-talked her career choices, ran off so many of her friends. I mean, the Jeez. List literally goes on, and she isn't very receptive to anyone talking to her about this. That's half the reason she dropped some of her friends, because they would call out his BS and tell her, hey, this isn't right.
Right.
And I've tried explaining all of this to her, and every time I say, hey, you don't deserve that, or you know that's a big red flag, she makes excuses for his behavior. I'm lost, and I don't know how to parent this situation. I have no other parental figures in my life, so I don't really have anyone else to ask or seek advice from either. If anybody can guide me in the right direction and help me handle the situation, I would be so grateful. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. This is a tough one today.
It is a tough one. People are already coming out of the gate hot. This has absolutely nothing to do with Trump and what they believe politically. Okay. She was just saying they don't see eye to eye on most things, but okay.
And that's fine. I don't know if that all of a sudden, though, should mean talking to this kid's parents is out of the question. I get you guys are polar opposites. But if you think your daughter is in an abusive relationship, especially with this kid, mm-hmm. you got to figure out how to put a stop to it immediately. Mm-hmm. And if that means going over there and knocking on that kid's door.
We talk about this all the time about like reprimanding your kid or forbidding them. And the issue with that is it only sometimes drives them closer
yeah.
to whoever it is that you're trying to get them away from, because they feel alienated by you or called out or picked on by you saying like, no, you can't be with this person. And then it just drives to them closer.
I mean, this 16-year-old sounds like every teenager anyone's ever wanted, just punch in the face.
I fear that with the lack of dating experience on her daughter's end, because obviously you're young, you probably haven't been in that many relationships, if any at all. For her to look at this and think it's normal.
Right.
And this be her projected future for years to come. And be like, oh, well, that's okay, because that's what it's always been. This person says, as someone who's been through a former abusive relationship starting in high school, I would absolutely get some professional help. Having had that be the norm for me for such a long time, at such a young age, resulted in a lifetime of insecurities and unhealthy relationships. Teach her now. I beg you on behalf of your daughter.
Yeah. We need some suggestions, guys. That's why we asked for the phone calls this morning, is because so many teens go through this, and half the time, their parents don't even know they're going through it.
Right.
They may think their kid is just dealing with mood swings.
Right.
When in reality, they're in this toxic nightmare of a relationship.
I think it's good for Sue Ann to call it out so early on. I think my biggest suggestion, so you don't look like the bad guy or end up creating friction in your relationship with your daughter, is like get her a therapist or a counselor to talk to.
Yeah.
Because that's like a third party. That's somebody who she can feel judged by and it not hit so close to home, which a therapist is not going to judge you. They're going to help you through it. But
that's the best safe space someone can have.
Right.
Hi, guys. This is Kaylee from Spencerport. I recommend you call your local DV center. Domestic violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get advice on how to reach her. They may also know some good child therapists experienced working with kids that tune out all the voices of reason around them in favor of their abuser. I'm so sorry you're going through this. This person says you need to distance your daughter from this loser at all costs. She's only 15, so I suggest keeping her extremely busy where she never has time to see him.
This is such an extreme take. And I'm not saying you have to do this, but I would honestly dabble in potentially chatting with the school and figuring out if there's a way to host like a chat or something.
I don't know if it's an extreme take.
You don't think so? Like I'm picturing in my mind like an assembly of like somebody going, a domestic violence relationship survivor. Or something along those lines.
I remember we used to have guest speakers come to the school and talk specifically on that. I think that's a great idea. Who is this? Hey, good morning, guys. So I understand his parents are the polar opposite of this mom, but her not bringing this to the boyfriend's parents' attention is not right. I would be knocking on the kid's door so fast and demanding he stay away from my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck says, I'm assuming there isn't a father in the picture, because that kid would be buried in my backyard if this was my daughter. 6 feet.
6 feet. This person says, this is hard because she's at an age where they want to rebel, which is what we talked about. I think that you can really only be a support until she opens her eyes. Also get her into therapy to realize on her own. Also limit their time together.
And this is the disadvantage Sue Ann has, is it's just coming from her. So it's a lot easier for her 15-year-old daughter to just be closed off about it. Yeah, I hear you, Mom. Yeah, whatever.
This is interesting. I'm 21, and I cannot thank my parents more for saving me from scary situations that I put myself in. Therapists, or ripping off the Band-Aid and forcing the breakup. Either way, it needs to end.
Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting. A speaker for an assembly would work well, as October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Also, I think schools should have an anonymous tip line to report things such as this.
If they don't already.
If they should, or yeah. If they do, that I don't know. But Mom, call it in.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Let me go over to Clarissa real quick. Thank you guys for all the messages here this morning. I know Sue Ann appreciates it. If they are deeply religious, they might react if you tell them their son is having sex with your daughter. They'll blame your daughter. They won't give an F about the abuse, but they'll definitely put a stop to him seeing her.
Oh.
I mean, that's, yeah.
That is true.
But we don't know that for a fact.
We don't.
I see where you're coming from, Clarissa, of course. It's an option. If you guys are just joining us for Parental Confidential this morning, Sue Ann wrote in somewhat of a heavy message this morning. She believes her 15-year-old daughter is in an abusive relationship.
One more text suggestion here. This person says, I'm so sorry about this. Check out Gracious Dance. They offer survivor classes and groups that involve dance, movement therapy, and yoga. This woman is great, a great resource for young girls who have experienced this type of situation and or trauma.
There you go. So, Suanne, if you're listening, Gracious
That's local. Dance. Gracious Dance, yep.
That's okay, I've never heard of them. That's a great resource. Let me go over to Ashley. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Please give this mom my contact info if she needs to speak to someone. As an adult who had an abusive boyfriend, I started dating at 15. Please, please, please look out for her and do what you can to get them apart. maybe go to therapy with her or reach out, like the last person said, to DV Resources to talk with her. Would love to chat with her if she is willing. Thank you.
I think we have a lot of really good suggestions. Sometimes we do this and we don't have that many, or we feel stuck. I don't feel like this is one of them. I feel like there was a lot of really great suggestions. So for Sue Ann, for her daughter, there's a lot of things you can do, and I wish you all of the best.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let me, 1 second here. Katie just texted in, and it's same. She was in the same shoes as Sue Ann's daughter, real quick, and then I'll wrap this up. But Katie says, I had a kid with a guy that abused me throughout my teen years, and I wish my mom would have pulled me aside and told me I wasn't allowed to be with him anymore. I wish she would have took proper parental course in the manner. Ended up pregnant at 17, 5 years after meeting him, and then 5 years of manipulation, grooming, and abuse later, I was a shell of a person. I finally escaped him before I turned 22.
Wow. It's a whole life.
Thank you, Katie, for sharing that. That's not... Wow.
That's
all right, Sue Ann, I'll get to some of the messages we weren't able to get around to. I'll send those over to you. But thank you guys so much. I know this is a relatable topic, and it's important to talk to your teenagers about the relationships and what they may be going through.
Because
there's a lot of toxic relationships out there.
And don't be afraid to have those conversations.
There's a lot of young kids love bombing one another.
Right.
Because they don't know any better. So, yeah, have like Breezy said, have those open conversations with your teens. All right. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY, and we'll check in on our girl Sue Ann. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.